You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, the Monday edition of the show today, where we talk about the Grizzlies every single day. I'm your host, Mark King. We're going to talk more about the Grizzlies as they get set to take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight, Monday night, for the third preseason game. The first time they'll take on an actual NBA team. Their first two games were against international teams, so we'll see how they look against NBA competition, although I'm not sure what you can call the Charlotte Hornets, if you can call that NBA competition. Nonetheless, they'll have other NBA players. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some news and notes in the first segment. We'll talk about what to expect and what to look for in this game with the Charlotte Hornets in this second segment of the show. And in the last segment, we'll do something we do every single week on this show. We'll do our Monday mailbag. We only had one question this week, so we'll try to dive into that and pick it apart and do the best we can with that question. But first, make sure you go and subscribe to this show in every platform that you choose, or whatever platform you choose. Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, Apple iTunes, anything you choose, just make sure you go subscribe so you don't miss an episode every single day. Also, if you're in Apple iTunes, go leave a 5-star review. Go rate the show. It really helps us in those rankings over there. So go leave a review, rate the show in Apple iTunes as well. Some news and notes to start the day. Over the weekend, it was reported, I'm not sure who had this first, I think I saw it from David Cobb from the Commercial Appeal first. I try to give people credit where their credit is due, but I don't really know who broke the news, if that's even relative at this point. But Jonas Valanciunas is going to miss the rest of the preseason for the Grizzlies. This is according to just reporting over the weekend that he will be basically resting. He had a lot of FIBA play. I think there was some more stuff come out from Peter Ebson, maybe Amari Sankofa. A lot of people had it over the weekend. But nonetheless, he will miss all the rest of the preseason due to the foot issue. As you know, he set out in the first two games with the Grizzlies with that foot issue, did not play. It doesn't seem to be serious. It seems to be precautionary for the Grizzlies not to play Jonas Valanciunas rest of the preseason. Doesn't make sense to, you know, really injure him any kind of long-term effects for preseason games that don't even matter. But he will not be here for the rest of the preseason, so you'll continue to see Brandon Clark starting in his place. You'll probably continue to see Bruno Caboclo playing at the five, even though I think that's probably not a long-term option, as we've talked about last week. But for the preseason, I think that's probably what you'll see for Bruno Caboclo and Brandon Clark playing at that four and the five, and also Jaren Jackson playing at the five as well. That's not ideal. Obviously, you'd like to have Jonas Valanciunas here for the duration of the preseason, so that you really get those two, Jaren and Jonas, working together, them really understanding each other as to where they play. But I don't think in the long term doesn't really matter. It doesn't ultimately matter, because they're not going to be great this season. It's not like they're going to be competing for championships or competing for playoff spots. So like getting on the same page doesn't really ultimately matter for this team. So that's something to note. Jonas Valanciunas, again, out for the preseason due to a foot issue. We'll see how it goes into this first kind of portion of the season. If it lingers into the first or second week of the season, I don't think so. Again, it seems precautionary, but at the same time, he set out on the first two games out of nowhere. So it really seems to be just a lot of heavy play in FIBA this year and the summer. That's where they kind of caused this foot issue. But it will remain to be seen how they deal with Jonas Valanciunas. As we've noticed in the past, the medical staff of the Grizzlies have not been great over the course of the last 7, 8, 9 years, have not been great at managing their players. Obviously, the Chandler Parsons thing is huge, not knowing or not scrutinizing those injuries more. You could even say that for Kyle Anderson, the last regime. Kyle Anderson did not have, or what he's been dealing with this issue with his shoulder for quite some time, several years. So we never really knew if they knew about that or not. But nonetheless, the point I'm trying to make is this medical staff has not been great over the past 7, 8, 9 years. So we'll see how that plays out with Jonas Valanciunas and how they deal with the team this year as far as injuries, how they, you know, how the injuries happen, if they're able to take care of their bodies a little bit more. So that's something they'll be interesting to see and watch over the course of the entire season for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies also waived Matt Mooney in favor of Dusty Hannes. They signed Dusty Hannes. If you remember, he is a guy that played on the Hustle. Very, very, I guess I would say fan favorite with the Hustle. Can shoot the ball really, really well. The Grizzlies end up waiving Matt Mooney to sign Dusty. So the Grizzlies are still three spots over there. Still have 18 contracts to get down to 15 before the season starts. We'll talk about that up here in a little bit. But they still have 18. Dusty makes it 18. You know, if you'll remember, Matt Mooney is the guy that had an Exhibit 10 contract or Exhibit 10 clause in his contract. So it would behoove Matt Mooney to sign with the Hustle, because if we've noticed, and there's probably, I think there's an episode just on what the Exhibit 10 contract did. If you go back a few weeks, that Exhibit 10 contract, I explained exactly what it is and what it basically does for a team. But in the short term, and it's just very quickly, that Exhibit 10 is basically gives them a bump in pay if they re-sign with that team's G League team. So if they come back and Matt Mooney signs with the Hustle, he's going to get a little bit more money. It behooves them, and it try to keeps those guys in their system, in the Grizzlies system, for Matt Mooney to go down, play with the Hustle, maybe play well, and you never know what will happen. But he didn't get much run time with the main club at all. So it's really no surprise here. Again, Dusty Hannes will probably, I mean, I don't know if he'll get minutes or not, but I didn't think Matt Mooney was going to get any. I don't think Dusty Hannes will get any. He'll probably get a lot of looks and practice throughout the rest of preseason. But what he does in actual games is probably still up in the air if he plays at all. We'll be right back. We're gonna talk about the Hornets game tonight coming up next. We'll talk about what to look for in this game, what we can kind of expect from this game as well, coming up after the break. Welcome back to the show, the Monday edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. The Grizzlies take on the Hornets tonight. As I said, I'm not sure if it's real NBA competition or not, but they are going to take on the Hornets tonight in FedEx Forum. So if you are in town and want to see the Grizzlies play on Monday night against a really shitty Hornets team versus a not-so-great Memphis team on a Monday night where it's mostly fall break in a lot of places, then you can get down there and go to the game. But there will be some NBA players on the court. I'm not sure for how long. Again, like I said, Brandon Clark will probably start. Jaren Jackson probably start. You'll probably continue to see Jay Crowder, Dylan Brooks, and Ja Morant. But you know, there's not a whole lot here in this game. It gets a preseason game. It's two really bad teams. The Hornets are not going to be great, as we previewed in our preview show with every Memphis media member, as well as we did all the schedule shows earlier in the year. We talked about the Hornets a lot. They're not going to be a great team. There are some interesting players. Malik Monk is some interesting players to watch. If some younger players, if you're into that type of thing, some league pass type of players, what they could potentially be long term would be interesting for just a fan of the NBA. But for the Grizzlies, what should you be looking for in this game for the Grizzlies? Obviously, we want to look and see what Grayson Allen's going to continue to do. What is Grayson Allen going to be long term? Is he going to be able to continue to do what he has done in the past, come off the bench? As I say pass, I mean the two preseason games. Is he still going to be able to come off the bench, hit threes, be athletic, and get into passing lanes, play good defense? How does he continue to move along this pace for the Grizzlies? I'm really interested to see how Grayson Allen plays tonight. Obviously, they haven't had a game since last Tuesday, so it's been almost a week for the Grizzlies, but how he continues to play will be interesting for me. Obviously, I want to see Ja Morant play again. I think that's probably a blanket statement for every game the Grizzlies play this season, but how is Ja Morant continuing to move along his offense? That's something that you want to look for in Ja Morant. We know he can pass the ball. We know he's an elite passer. We know he can really seize the court differently than everybody else. But how does he score the ball? As we've talked about on this show numerous times, how does he get to the basket? Can he use his athleticism to get inside the lane against? Yes, it's a Hornets team that's not very good at NBA team, but it's still a step up in competition above the international teams they played the past two games. So once you get into an actual NBA kind of club, what can you do to get to the basket? Can you get to the basket? Can you shoot the three ball well? He's going to have to step his offensive game up for this NBA team, for the franchise, for the future of the Grizzlies team. So how he continues to develop that, not only the preseason game but throughout the season, but starting tonight against the Hornets, what does he do against an actual NBA team? How does he get to the rim? Is he still able to pass the ball well? That's something to look for Ja Morant. Dylan Brooks had a bad game last Tuesday, so I'm interested to see what he does in terms of being more efficient with the ball for the Grizzlies. Yes, he can score, but does it take him 14 shots to get those three made baskets or four made baskets? How efficient is he is getting at getting to the basket and actually scoring the basketball? Yes, we know he can be kind of a secondary playmaker for this team, and that's kind of his role, but at what point does doing too much hurt the team? At what point do you become a Rudy Gay who just shoots the ball for no reason at any time, and really hurts the team? So Dylan Brooks in a contract year is going to have to learn how to play inside, you know, within the game, you know, be a playmaker, but learn your spots, when to go take the shot, when to pull back. That's something I want to see how he continues to progress in that area of learning when to go and get your buckets and when to get other people involved. That's something to look for Dylan Brooks. The other thing I want to see is from Ivan Rabb is, does Ivan Rabb get into the game at all? Ivan Rabb has a non-guarantee coming up very soon, just a few weeks. How does he respond to not playing at all in Tuesday? Does he get minutes at all? Does he do anything? If he doesn't do anything, I think you could probably definitely, we've already penciled him in as a waiver, as a cut for the Grizzlies team on opening night, as him just getting waived because he has a non-guaranteed contract. There's a lot of the working things working against Ivan Rabb, but what does he do in terms of, if he does get in the game, showcasing what he's able to do to stay on this team? So does Ivan Rabb get in the game at all? Is he able to do anything if he does get in the game? That's something I'm looking for as well. I also want to see how Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. continue to play together as two big men running up and down the court. I think that's a preview of what long-term you'll see for this Grizzlies team. I'm not sure Jonas Valanciunas is the answer long-term at the five spot, but I think eventually, maybe even at the end of this season, that Brandon Clark could play his way maybe even starting right alongside Jaren Jackson Jr. So I love to see what that looks like. I love to see what the future holds with those two players playing together, really getting up and down the court. And Brandon Clark's just a really, really fun player to watch as well. He can rebound the ball really, really well. So that's something I'm also interested in for this Grizzlies game against the Hornets tonight. Coming up next, we'll do our last segment of the show. We'll talk about our Monday mailbag question, something that we do every single week on Mondays in the last segment of the show. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show. Again, last segment of the Monday show. Every single week, we do the Monday mailbag. If you're not already asking questions for next week, you should go ahead and do so. You can ask those questions at any time during the week. I usually put out a tweet on Sundays that says, hey, give me your questions for Monday mailbag, and you can reply to that tweet. You can DM me, all those type of things. But be sending those questions in throughout the whole week. You can respond to any tweet I have out there. You can just hit me in a DM at King_producers, where you can follow me on Twitter. Make sure you're doing that. Make sure you follow the Locked On Grizzlies Twitter account as well, at Locked On Grizz. You can DM me over there as well all throughout the week to ask those questions. If you want to email me, you can email me at LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. Just get those questions in throughout the week, and we'll do this segment every single Monday at the last segment of the show. The first and only question for the show today, again, that's why I said it's very important to send those questions in every single week so we have something to talk about in this segment of the show. But the first and only question of the week for Monday Mailbag comes from Mike Hensley on Twitter, at MemphisMike1. If JV's foot injury is serious, are we looking at JJJ starting at C, or they really start Bruno? That's the first part. If JV's foot injury is serious, they'll likely start Jaren Jackson Jr. at the five. We'll start Brandon Clark at the four. It's something that you've already seen in the preseason, the past two games. You'll see tonight in the preseason. I would say most likely you'll see that continue throughout the entire preseason, at Jaren Jackson Jr. at the five, at Jaren Jackson Jr. at the five, and Brandon Clark at the four. So that's something I think you'll continue to see. Even if Jonas Valanciunas' foot injury is serious, going into the first part of the season, you'll see that happen, what they've been doing in the preseason. I don't think that will change at all. I don't think you can realistically start Bruno Caboclo at the five in a real NBA game. I said that last week as they were trying this out, but you cannot. I don't think you can effectively start Bruno at the center. Like, I just don't. A lot of times, you know, you'll see like the Warriors play Draymond at the five, And he's good enough to where he's still good enough on defense, and he doesn't get pushed around, and he's in the spots that he can sustain that for long periods of time, because he can overwhelm you. They're able to overwhelm you on offense. So what they get on offense is such a plus to whatever negative they have on defense. And Draymond's just a suggestion of what something else, what someone else does with that type of player, a smaller player at the five. Whatever you get on the negative end for playing someone like Draymond is not enough to even outweigh all the positives you get on the offensive end. But with Bruno Caboclo, it's something. I think whatever you get on the negative end will far outweigh whatever you get on the positive end for Bruno, because he's not going to be able to rebound the ball against real centers, against bigger guys, and he's not going to be able to score against those centers. It's just not. The only time he's going to be scoring the basketball at the five is shooting threes. And so, yeah, maybe you get a little bit of positive. Maybe you get a little bit of positive there in the offensive lineup as Bruno's shooting threes at the five. But I think long term throughout the game, you're going to get more negative. You're going to get more negative stuff playing into a five than you will positive things. I think the negative will vastly outweigh what you're able to do with Bruno at the five. I just think it's too small. I just don't think it's possible. He's not big enough just to be able to deal with some of the guys that play center in this league. The other part of this question is, how does that affect roster cuts? Do they keep Plumlee because of this? I don't think so. Again, I don't think the foot injury is long-term or serious at all. I think they'll probably still end up waving Miles Plumlee just because he's not great at basketball. Like, if you can't get in the game at the end of the game against the New Zealand Breakers, that says a lot about what you're able to do on the court. I mean, even when he did get in the game in the first preseason game, he was not great at all. In fact, he was terrible. He was just downright awful. He was the only person that managed to get a -6 in the plus minus column for whatever you choose to think about that stat. It is still a stat nonetheless, and it's hard to do that whenever all of the people around you are playing so, so well. So I don't think it has any effect on Miles Plumlee. He probably still most likely gets waived. They'll probably try to look for a trade for him. I don't know what we're able to get at this point from Miles Plumlee. I don't even know if it's able to trade the contract at all. I really don't, because it's such a negative value. I'm not sure if the expiration of the contract even outweighs the negative value of Miles Plumlee. So I'm sure they'll explore all the options and look for a trade for him. But at the end of the day, I think he'll probably be the most likely candidate for a waiver cut. Make sure you stay tuned in for tomorrow's show. We'll talk with Amari Sankofa again. If you missed it last week, Amari Sankofa from The Athletic will be with us every single Tuesday throughout the entire season to do a show, talk about the Grizzlies, whatever games they had the night before, whatever games they have coming up, talk about everything that's happening with all the different players throughout the season. I'll ask Amari. He reported on it as well about Jonas Valanciunas' foot, and if he has any more information that he can provide to us as well tomorrow. So stay tuned for that show. He'll be with us every single Tuesday throughout the rest of this season as well. Make sure you go watch the Grizzlies game tonight. Make sure you have some things that I noted to watch for and keep up with what the Grizzlies are doing this season. Make sure you check in every single day for Locked On Grizzlies, a new episode every single day. Go subscribe to whatever platform you choose, whether that's Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, or Apple iTunes. If you're in Apple iTunes, make sure you go rate and review the show. Really helps the show out in the iTunes rankings. But most importantly, just go subscribe so you don't miss a show every single day. If you're still unsure about where to go after all that, just go to LockedOnGrizzlies.com.